In this bulletin, advocates call for an outcome in the investigation of six people tied to the RoboDebt scheme. New South Wales nurses and midwives accept a 3% interim wage rise from the government. And in cricket, Australia names its Women's World Cup squad. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Advocates say the RoboDebt scandal won't be over until the National Anti-Corruption Commission finishes its investigation into six people involved with the scheme. Yesterday, the Australian government settled a second historic class action, agreeing to pay victims of the RoboDebt scheme $475 million in additional compensation. Hundreds of thousands of Australians were affected by the illegal and automated scheme, which saw welfare recipients hounded to repay debts they didn't owe. The Program Director for Social Security at the Australian Council of Social Services, Charmaine Crowe, says victims are still waiting for justice.
The National Anti-Corruption Commission is still investigating the six people referred to it by the RoboDebt Royal Commission after it was told to review its decision not to do that. We don't know when that investigation is going to conclude, obviously, but justice delayed is justice denied in many respects. I think for many of the victims and their families, that's a really important part of it.
The New South Wales government has reached an interim agreement with nurses and midwives that will see them receive a 3% pay rise. Night penalties will increase from 15 to 20%, along with new guarantees of two consecutive days off and greater consultation on roster changes. It comes as a years-long industrial relations dispute continues, with the union continuing to push for a 35% pay rise over 3 years. State Health Minister Ryan Park acknowledged the broader issues are yet to be resolved, but celebrated the interim agreement as a step forward.
I'm not going to pretend it's been easy. It hasn't. It's been a challenging 2.5 years. But I've said from the very beginning, I was determined to reach a point where we were able to put money into the pockets of nurses and midwives, whilst at the same time respect the independent umpire looking at the rest of their case. And that's where we've got to.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has spoken with US President Donald Trump for discussions over trade and economic opportunities. The call is the fourth between the pair, and it coincides with efforts by Australia to get the US to drop tariffs on its exports. Despite pressure from the opposition about when a face-to-face meeting between the two leaders will occur, no such meeting has been confirmed. Employment Minister Amanda Rishworth told Channel 7 both leaders will meet when it is convenient.
Well, look, I wasn't on the phone call, but no doubt this is the fourth conversation the Prime Minister has had with the President of the United States. I have no doubt there were a lot of important things discussed. Of course, we have the lowest trade tariffs of any country in the world when it comes to the US, but no doubt this builds on what is already a warm relationship between the two of them.
French President Emmanuel Macron says 26 countries are ready to take part in an international force to provide security guarantees for Ukraine in the event of a peace deal with Russia. The comments come as a summit of Ukrainian allies wraps up in Paris, with European leaders and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky holding a call with US President Donald Trump. Yesterday, President Trump said he intends to speak with Russian leader Vladimir Putin soon, as he continues to try and bring the years-long war to a close. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says strong standing armed forces will be essential to a lasting peace.
Today there was resolve, but also concrete delivery. The leaders endorsed the work of their chiefs of defence and defence ministers. We will be relentless in our efforts to keep Ukraine strong, Europe safe and achieve peace. The first and strongest line of security guarantees are strong Ukrainian armed forces with no restrictions. We must turn Ukraine into a steel porcupine, indigestible for present and future aggressors.
Israeli authorities say they will intensify their attacks on Gaza City in coming days as they reject another ceasefire proposal and deny widely accepted findings Gaza City is being gripped by famine. Thousands of Palestinians have been forced to flee as Israel destroys homes, while others defy orders to leave, remaining behind in the ruins left by Israel's latest advance. Gaza health authorities say Israel killed at least 53 people on Thursday, mostly in Gaza City, as Israeli forces come within a few kilometres of the city centre. Military spokesperson Brigadier General Effie Defren says Israel will not stop until Hamas has been destroyed.
Today we hold 40% of Gaza City. The operation will continue to expand and intensify in the coming days. Hamas will face the Israeli army forces in their full force in Gaza City. We will increase the pressure on Hamas until it is destroyed. We will continue to pursue them everywhere.
To sport now, and Australia has named its 15-strong squad for the Women's Cricket World Cup, with Sophie Molyneux expected to make her comeback from injury at the tournament. The finger-spinning all-rounder hasn't played since December, but had named the World Cup as a targeted return after undergoing knee surgery earlier this year. Australian selectors are also hopeful that captain Alyssa Healy has overcome foot issues that sidelined her for large parts of last summer. The tournament will take place in India and Sri Lanka next month. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.